You're listening to a Big Finish production.
A time machine?
Yes, well, I can see how it might seem impressive.
It travels in time.
Though not, unfortunately, in space. Do you have any idea how frustrating it is to be stuck in the same place for months on end?
But you're not stuck. You can literally go anywhere in the past or future.
Any when? Not where. When? It doesn't matter if it's the Paleolithic period or the New Age of the Autons, it'll still be Camden High Street.
The Age of the what?
New Age. Autons. The true end of single-use plastic. Catastrophic upcycling. Pass me the Hedron nebulizer.
What does it look like?
Green handle. There.
That's an egg whisk.
That'll do.
Doctor, if you've got a time machine, we could...
Nope.
You don't know what I'm going to say.
We cannot go back in time and save your cousin. I'm sorry, we can't.
Why not?
It would create a temporal paradox.
Would that be a bad thing?
It would be an end of the world thing.
Quite bad, yeah.
Aha!
No!
Why won't you even consider the idea?
It's so domestic.
It's a cat!
It's a commitment!
Hey, what's up?
Cat.
A bomb? Where? Can you get through to anybody? What makes you say that? I mean, he's upstairs, I assume. All right, I'm on my way.
I've got to go out.
Who was that?
No one. Andy. Gotta go.
Where?
Just out.
Why the mystery?
There's no mystery.
So tell me.
If I tell you, you'll tell the doctor.
I won't.
Anything I tell you gets back to him. And Helen.
Oh, that's not fair.
Well, yesterday they asked me how my verruca was.
I didn't know that was a secret.
Yeah, well, sometimes it feels like there are four of us in this relationship. I'll see you later.
What are you doing?
He's trying to rebuild the quantum accelerator, apparently.
Pass the particle disturbance unit.
He means the cheese grater.
I mean, what are you doing in here when there's a bomb outside the front door? Since the Blitz.
Our gran was in the SOE during the war, here on Baker Street. That's why we chose our flat.
Oh, special operations executive. Espionage, sabotage.
And some really itchy uniforms.
And your grandmother worked for them. That's impressive.
It's where she met Grandad.
The Baker Street Irregulars, they called them. What was your grandmother's name?
Nisha.
Nisha. No, it must have been before my time. Or after.
You were in the Baker Street Irregulars?
Just briefly. I was a bit too irregular for them.
I'll bet. What's going on?
We found a World War II bomb when they were digging up the road.
Hey, Gran might have been working here the night it dropped.
And we're here the day it's discovered. Come on, that is a bit cool.
Right, since we have to clear out of here for a few hours, how about a history lesson? Better still, a school trip.
To?
1941.
Come in! Ah, Miss Bashir, please sit down. Don't mind the violas. I want to catch the news.
You certainly won't miss it.
Sorry, is it too loud? Sorry! I'm a little deaf.
So am I now. Surely the Foreign Office alerts you to the news before the BBC does.
I like to make sure they have it right.
And when they don't?
I send them a stern note.
Oh, you're serious?
Miss Bashir.
Do you have a mission for me? Finally. I was beginning to think you were never going to send me anywhere.
France. You, Mackenzie and Maddox. Jedburgh, code name Walter.
When?
Tonight. 1700 hours. You game?
Absolutely.
Yes, I thought you'd say that.
You needn't sound so disappointed. Is it because you'll miss me?
I'll see you back here at 1400 for briefing.
Thank you. I won't let you down.
You couldn't if you tried.
Shut the door. Go out of Camden. Traipses in looking for a tattoo and a piercing.
I'm shutting it.
This is unbelievable.
What's up with you? Nothing. I'm fine.
The walls are glass. Hello out there. Can they see us?
No, the walls are not glass. They're... Never mind.
We can see out. They can't see in.
Something's wrong. Have you and Tanya had an argument?
No. Sort of. She wants to get a cat.
Oh, no, Liv, that's awful. She's a monster.
Shut up.
What does this do? Oh,
don't touch that. Liv, Helen, can you please stop them touching things?
Where is she?
Good question. Wish I could answer it.
Aisha, come and look down here.
Well, one of you go with them. I need to concentrate. She's not flying as smoothly as she used to.
I'm going.
Anyone looking?
No, you're good to go.
On, pick up!
Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment. Please leave a message after the tone.
Andy! It's me again! Where the hell are you? You were right about the bomb, and we're not the only ones who know about it. There's something coming! No! Wait for me!
No, wait! Wait!
Know what?
Tanya!
I thought I'd missed you.
Is someone chasing you?
No. Go!
A man just ran full pelt into the TARDIS door.
Yeah, all right. Someone was chasing me.
Who?
This is insane.
I wonder if they've found the funfair.
Tanya, who was chasing you?
Great! Are the Dodgems? I love Dodgems.
Tanya!
Sorry.
You're not waiting for the news at all, are you? You just like the music.
Ah, my secret is out. Now, your agent name is Sapphire.
Nice.
Alongside agents Mackenzie and Maddox, you will undertake the mission codenamed Walter, flying from this airfield here and taking this trajectory until you are in position...
Over Artois.
This is where you'll drop. About 5 kilometers west of the town of Arras. Follow the railway line about a kilometer east where Maddox will be waiting.
All right.
The explosives are already in position. There, on the north side of the power plant. Maddox is in place to create the diversion. Wait for his signal.
3 short, sharp whistles followed by a longer one.
Then detonate. And don't hang around. Head to Le Touquet. Find the Maison Jouet and wait. You'll be met by Mackenzie. This is dangerous.
I know.
Do you? You seem excited.
Danger is exciting.
Miss Bashir, if you're caught, the enemy may torture or even kill you.
Best not get caught, then.
I would really appreciate it if you didn't.
Would you?
Of course.
Then I will try my very best not to.
Good luck.
Thank you. I might be safer in France than you are here.
I do wish that were true.
Admit it. This is better than the funfair.
Is now a bad time to mention that I get travel sick?
There's a bucket.
I've got it. Zakia, you all right?
We're travelling through time.
Backwards. Good, isn't it?
Incredible.
Right, brace, everybody, brace!
What's going on? Where are we?
London, 1941. Almost.
Look at it. Tanya, look at it. The sky's on fire. The whole city's burning.
Doctor, you seem to have landed us in the middle of the night, in the middle of an air raid.
It's not the middle of the night. It's 4:30 in the afternoon, January the 7th, 1941, and we haven't landed. I'm holding the TARDIS a fraction of a second from complete materialization.
You can do that.
Get us out of here. We'll be blown to bits.
No, we won't. Because we're not really here. Yet.
We're a split second outside of time. There's a sliver of a moment between us and the Blitzkrieg.
Oh, well, that's all right then.
Yes, it is. For us, anyway, she won't open the doors until we materialize.
She?
The TARDIS. The ship. But you control it, don't you?
Not entirely. It's more of a mutual agreement. Not always mutual.
I know how that feels.
Yeah, me too.
What's going on, Liv and Tanya?
I don't know. World War III?
Heading 024. Approaching searchlights now. They seem to be looking out for us. I'll weave about a bit. You're right in the back there?
I'm fine. You just concentrate on where you're going.
Will do.
I can read my watch by those searchlights.
They're firing at us now.
I think we've been hit.
Yep, you could be right. Couple of holes. Might be leaking some oil. Nothing to worry about. Checking the engine temperatures.
How close are we?
10 minutes. Better get yourself ready to jump.
I'm ready. Will we make it?
With a bit of luck. Tell you what, I could murder a pint.
Well, if we both get back in one piece, it's on me.
What's that noise?
Is the all clear? That means it's safe to come out.
It's so dark. Apart from the moon. No street lamps, no headlights, no lights in any of the windows.
It's the blackout. Surprising how much you can see by moonlight there. Hey, where's Tanya going?
Tanya, wait.
I need to check something. Stay with your friends.
No chance. I'm coming with you.
I'd rather you didn't. And please don't ask why, because I can't tell you.
More secrets? Even here? How? How do you have secrets here? You're not even born yet.
Oh, for goodness sake, Liv. We don't have to be joined at the hip.
Are you kidding me? You were the one who wanted to get a cat. What is with them?
Lovers, Tiff.
Maybe.
Look at the place. The buildings, just rubble and great gaping holes. It's like a war zone.
It's not like a war zone. It is one.
No, I know what she means. You see it on the news and it's always somewhere else. But this is here. This is London.
London at the height of the Blitz. In all, 32,000 civilians are going to die.
You know, time travel isn't as much fun as I thought it was going to be.
War isn't supposed to be fun.
So why have you brought us here?
Because you might learn something. Come on. Let's find the Baker Street Irregulars.
We are the Baker Street Irregulars. Oh, this end of the road seems to have escaped unscathed.
Hey, look! That's our house. I wonder if anyone's living there.
There was. A family of 5, plus 2 servants.
Ooh, la-di-da.
The father and elder son are fighting overseas. The mother and the 2 younger children were staying with their granny in Spitalfields. They were killed 2 nights ago in a direct hit by an iron bomb.
That's awful.
War is awful.
But if any war was justified, it was this one.
Justification doesn't bring back the dead, doesn't make the pain less, doesn't make any of the horror less.
You don't have to lecture me, Doctor. I lived it, this war. I lived through every second of it. You're only sightseeing.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
What are you talking about? What? Aisha, what?
That man going into that building.
Where?
There! The tall, skinny Asian dude. That's Grandad.
And that building's the new HQ of the Special Operations Executive. Come on. Excuse me.
We can't go in there. Won't they want ID or something?
Psychic paper. I think you've been expecting us.
Oh. You're from the Pan-Hellenic Union of Fighting Youths.
That's us.
All of you?
Absolutely.
You're all Greek?
We love halloumi. And Stavros Flatley.
We're Pakistani Greek.
Pakistani?
It's 1941.
We're ahead of our time.
May I just see your papers again?
Excuse the chaos. We've only been here a couple of months. And new people arriving all the time. I'll just need to call someone to get you verified.
I'd expect nothing less.
Just down here.
What happens when he finds out we're not who he thinks we are?
The doctor will have a plan, I hope. He usually does.
Through here. Take a seat in my office. I won't be long. I'll get someone to fetch you some tea.
What if they think we're spies?
They won't. Wait.
What are we waiting for?
About 10 more seconds.
What's happening?
7, 6...
What?
4, 3, 2, 1... Come on, Doctor.
Come on, what?
Never doubted me for a minute. Yes, Az? No. No, no. Sasifaristo.
What did you just do?
Rerouted their grandfather's telephone call to the Greek War Commission back to his own office.
How?
I'm not sure. I haven't done it yet, but I will. Remind me when we get back to the TARDIS. Come in.
Oh, I was looking for Mr. Akhtar. It's rather urgent.
He's gone to make a call to the Greek War Commission.
Oh, that's all right then.
Can anyone explain what's happening?
Sorry, just had to check. I wasn't expecting quite so many of you. Please, sit down.
So tell us about Nisha Bashir. Codename Sapphire. Tonight she parachutes into occupied France, blows up a power station, and essentially puts Hitler's plans back 3 months.
Gran does? How do you know that?
I looked it up. Have you never Googled your granny?
I'm sorry. I'm not following. Googled your granny?
It's an old Greek saying.
Gran used to jump out of aeroplanes. When you said she worked here, I thought she did the typing.
Go granny.
It's a little peculiar. None of you sound very Greek.
Well, we're undercover.
Good, aren't we?
Tanya, come down from there. It's not safe.
I'm looking for something.
Tanya!
I'm fine, I'm okay.
Well, if you won't come down...
What are you doing? Get down.
I will if you will.
You are infuriating, you know that.
So I've been told.
Oh, my life was much more straightforward before you lot moved into Baker Street.
Yeah, well, the doctor does tend to trail havoc in his wake.
I wasn't talking about the doctor. And I wasn't talking about havoc. Havoc I can handle. You? Oh, I don't know.
Are you looking for that bomb they found in Baker Street?
Oh.
You are? This is where they were digging up the road.
Well, it's where they will be digging up the road in 80 years' time. Right now, it's a bomb site.
Except that bomb they found in 2020 hadn't exploded.
Liv, that bomb they found in 2020, it wasn't a bomb.
Excuse me. Hello? Sorry, who? Oh, I have the people from your department here with me now.
Shh,
but it's too late. Why was I not given this information earlier?
I may be able to explain.
That's not possible. I called you to verify not 10 minutes ago.
Again, I may be able to clarify.
I'll call you back in 2 minutes. Who are you?
Are we still the Greek Union of whatchamacallit?
That was the Greek War Commission.
I'm guessing not.
Apparently, there has been a rather serious breakdown in communication.
In what way?
When you arrived, I was expecting you. You brought confirmation that Operation Walter was to go ahead as planned, when in fact, Nisha, Agent Sapphire's, flight coordinates needed to be changed.
Changed? Why?
The original drop point is now swarming with German units. We may as well have had a gift wrapped and delivered to Eagle's Nest.
Oh, Zakia's been there.
You've been to Adolf Hitler's holiday home.
GCSE history trip.
Never mind that. I'm so sorry. Our coming here has interrupted a chain of events that may well have undone your grandmother's, Agent Sapphire's, mission and put her in mortal danger. Mr. Akhtar, we are not from the Pan-Hellenic Union of Fighting Youths.
What?
I'm the doctor, and I'm going to have to ask you to give Winston Churchill a call.
I've had worse landings, but...
Hawk! Thunderhawk! Put up your hands!
When is a bomb not a bomb?
Answers on the postcard.
Well, it must be either dangerous or valuable, or else why evacuate the street?
Yeah. Fingers crossed for valuable.
What are the odds?
Yeah, hello, Puss Puss. Where did you come from?
She likes you.
She has excellent taste.
Yeah, she does.
Are we friends again, then?
Sorry. Sometimes I get a little jealous of you and Andy.
Me and Andy?
I hate that he knows things about you that I don't.
Trust me, you have the edge. You know me. Really know me, Tanya, the person.
Do I? So this bomb that isn't a bomb, are we in danger, do you think? I mean, more than usual.
Maybe. It landed here last night, January 1941. But it wasn't made in the 20th century.
It's older?
No, it was constructed later.
How much later?
And feasibly later. A later we haven't even thought about yet. And possibly on a planet we've never even heard of.
Excellent. We better try and find it then. Before somebody else does.
The Prime Minister sends his regards.
Why didn't you let me speak to him?
He wasn't keen. Something about Nelson?
His cat. Long story. Never challenge me to a game of canasta. Not when there's a war on.
But the Prime Minister said to give you whatever you need and to do whatever you ask.
Good old Winnie. In that case, I need a plane, a pilot, and a parachute. Oh, and a German commandant's uniform. I am going to bring back Agent Sapphire.
I want to come with you.
What?
No. What if she's been captured by the Nazis? They'll kill her, right?
They do have form.
Helen.
And what if they catch and kill Zakia?
Aisha, you don't get it. If Agent Sapphire dies in France, then we won't even exist.
What?
I'm right, aren't I?
I'm afraid so.
So, I'm coming.
Ever jumped out of an aeroplane?
Yes, actually, twice.
For charity. You're not an expert.
Doctor, I'll come with you. What?
I forgot you survived this war once. I won't give it a second go at you if I can help it. If this goes wrong...
Me and Aisha will never be born anyway. It makes more sense for me to go. I'm doing this.
Mr. Akhtar, can the SOE get us to France?
There's a plane leaving with a propaganda drop in half an hour. You could hitch a lift.
Helen, look after Aisha for me.
I will.
I can look after myself. Doctor, I swear, if anything happens to her...
It won't. I won't let it. I'll bring her back to you, I promise. I know how much she means to you.
I doubt it.
Tanya! Over here! I think I found it. White capsule with some sort of control panel.
Careful! Don't touch it! Yes! That's it. That's what they've discovered under Baker Street. Oh, Baker Street. I mean, 2020.
Who's they? Who found it?
I don't know. But the people digging up the road, They weren't council workers, and they didn't just find it. They were looking for it.
And is that who you were running away from? The man who slammed into the TARDIS. Who was he?
That's terrestrial, that capsule. It's from Earth.
It looks like a stasis module. It's a device
that projects a stasis field. I've seen something similar before.
Of course you have. It's dormant, though. That's a bonus. At least it hasn't been activated.
Whoa! What's that?
Yeah. I don't think it's dormant anymore.
Haven't done this for a while.
Jumped out of a plane?
Not without a gravity corridor.
A what?
This is old school. Here, clip this on.
Is this where we stopped by the TARDIS? What is it?
51st century aeropod. It's a lot safer.
So, not exactly old school. How is this a parachute? It's tiny.
It creates a pocket of air around you as you plummet towards the ground. Sophisticated anti-grav.
So why are you using an ordinary parachute?
Because there's only one aeropod. Found it in the back of the wardrobe. Lucky for you, no idea who put it there.
You know, you can be both terrifying and reassuring at exactly the same time.
Quite the trick, isn't it? Now, by my calculations, we are crossing the channel.
What calculations?
Well, I can see the water through this bullet hole in the floor.
There you go again.
We'll be landing about 5 kilometers from where Nisha touched down. Now, assuming she's been picked up by a German patrol unit, let's hope they've got her somewhere close by.
What if they've killed her?
But you're still here, aren't you? Rudimentary cause and effect, if Nisha were dead, you wouldn't leave that aeropod.
You're like a comfort blanket disguised as a nightmare.
How long are you going to keep me tied up here?
It depends on how quickly you answer my questions.
Well, then I suppose we're going to be here a while.
You would do well to watch your manners. Your accent is English, your skin is not.
My skin is the same as yours. It keeps my internal organs from spilling out all over the floor.
For now. Where are you from?
The moon.
Come on, Kamish. Comedian. Why are you here? In France, what is your purpose?
I hear the cuisine is to die for.
You may well find that out.
Are you offering to cook for me?
I am threatening to kill you.
I'd prefer dinner.
If I were you, I would be much more frightened.
I don't think I could be.
Then answer my questions.
Why should I? If I tell you everything you want to know, then you will have no reason to keep me alive.
We can make you wish that you were dead.
I don't doubt it.
You can choose between a slow, tortuous death and a quick, painless one.
I won't make that choice. You will have to choose for me.
What if I choose to let you live?
Why on earth would you do that?
To say danke.
I won't give you any information. So, danke for what?
I am sure I can think of something.
Come in. Let me check the blackout curtains are closed properly before I put the light on.
It's kind of you to offer us dinner.
I shouldn't have let Zakiya go. I want her back, Helen. I just want her back.
The doctor will look after her.
I hate him. This is his fault.
Can't actually argue with you there. But he'll make it right. He always does.
And let there be light. There. That's better. Although now you can see the dust. Sorry. I really do need a wife, don't I?
I wouldn't say that to Gran's face.
Sorry?
Nothing. So, how long have you known Nisha?
I first met her at an SOE social. We gravitated towards each other. Bees in an odd pod, in a way.
And are you two...
Oh, goodness, no. Good heavens. Can you imagine?
Yes, actually.
No, no, we're chalk and cheese. I'm all in my head, always overthinking, and she's all... Well, she's... Let's see, I can do you a bit of bread and butter, slice of ham, and... Oh, I haven't used my egg this week. Bit of luck, eh?
What do you mean you haven't used your egg this week?
Food's rationed, remember?
You only get one egg a week.
Same as everyone else. What? Did you think they give out extra rations to the SOE?
We can't eat your only egg.
Nonsense! You're my guests!
What can we do to help?
No, no, you sit there. I need to keep busy. Keep my mind off.
Try not to worry. Both of you.
I've been trying to keep her out of action. Miss Bajir, that is. Finding excuses not to assign her. Ridiculous.
Sweet.
Ridiculous. And possibly borderline treasonous. She's an SOE operative, after all.
Yeah, but it's only natural to try to protect someone you love.
Is it that obvious?
Well, you did ask.
We should get to the shelter.
Who moved the moon?
That's not possible. What time is it?
Stasis leak. That pulse from the module. Temporary time freeze.
For how long?
Hours, at least. If it's even the same day we arrived.
What if we were suspended for weeks, years?
Well, the war hasn't ended. That's an air raid siren.
What do we do? We can't leave this thing active.
And you can be quiet. We are definitely not getting a cat. Ah, look at this. It's pre-programmed.
Maybe we should take shelter.
You go. I'm going to keep working on this. If this really is what we think it is, it's got a range of about half a mile. If it activates fully, it'll put the whole of Baker Street into stasis. Again, us included.
For how long?
Can't tell. An hour? A year? Indefinitely? Frozen in time. And that's not supposed to happen. We know that time on Baker Street keeps ticking all the way to 2020.
But our being here has altered something. We disturbed the cat, which disturbed the stasis module. The one I saw in the future, it definitely wasn't humming. What's the worst that would happen if we left it and ran?
It activates totally and the whole street gets swallowed up by the stasis field. Everyone in it. Stuck in this one moment. Possibly forever.
Yes, here, just behind you. Now, the sabotage equipment that Nisha was due to collect was hidden beside a railway line. Somewhere around here.
Doctor, there's the railway embankment.
If we follow the line in this direction, it should take us towards the area where Nisha landed. According to the SOE, there's now a German patrol unit based at this farmhouse here, marked on the map. Nisha was intercepted. Let's assume they've taken her there.
Could I have a drink? Please.
No.
Thank you, though. Danke.
Be quiet.
I knew you weren't a monster.
I said shut up!
It doesn't make you weak, you know. The fact that you wouldn't... That you didn't... It makes you...
Not a monster, you said.
Do you have a family? I don't. Nobody to miss me.
Is that what makes you brave?
Maybe.
I am not brave. I do what I am told because I am afraid.
We do what we think we must do. To survive.
Not you. You do what you think is right. I am not even sure what is right anymore.
How long does this usually go on for?
It depends.
Oh, jinx. I wonder how many people can say they survived the same air raid twice.
What do you mean?
Oh, nothing. What makes sense?
Helen? What's up?
I'm suddenly really missing my mum. It's silly.
No, it isn't. Family is important. More important now than ever.
I wish she was here. That's all.
Oh!
Where is she?
January 1941. She's about 7 miles that way.
Funny. I hadn't thought you might have family here too.
Are you close? You and your mother?
It's complicated. The war brought us closer. No dad around, you see. Best thing that ever happened to us, conscription.
He's fighting.
Usually. First time in a uniform, though.
Wait. How old is he?
I said it was complicated.
Family usually is.
I think I've found the sabotage equipment.
Doesn't look like it's been touched. Which means Nisha never made it this far.
So she's been captured.
But you're still here. So she is still alive. We'll find her. We follow the railway line and we locate the farmhouse.
What about her mission? She's supposed to blow up a power plant. You looked that up. It's part of history. What if now it never happened?
You want the truthful answer?
Yes.
The tiniest change can alter an entire chain of events.
What does that mean? Hitler wins?
Not necessarily, but possibly.
Then why do you time travel? You're risking people's lives.
Because sometimes I can make things better.
And does the good you do outweigh the damage? Doctor?
I'll put this right, I promise.
How? Even if we save my grandmother, we've destroyed her mission. The power plant isn't disrupted. Hitler's plans aren't set back 3 months. Germany wins the Second World War, and how many more people die?
Unless... No. Aisha wouldn't thank me.
Are you and Zakia close to your mum?
I used to be. When I was little... She was my best friend, and then I became a teenager. And Zakia came along, and... Mum. Well, she doted on Zaki, but me...
You felt pushed out?
It wasn't like that. It's complicated, like you say.
How so?
Things just changed. Funny how you never know how one tiny moment is going to change the future.
You wouldn't be without your sister, though.
No. And Granny and Grandad were my biggest champions. You remind me of my grandfather.
Do I? That's funny. I was just thinking that... Actually... You remind me very much of Nisha. Only much less intimidating.
When she gets back, you should ask her out to tea.
If she gets back.
She will. She has to. They all do.
My sister isn't here. Unless what, Doctor?
I'll rescue Nisha, just me. You complete Nisha's mission. You're halfway there. The explosives are already in position. You just need to attach these wires to the detonators. It's no more difficult than changing a plug.
I've never so much as changed a light bulb. But if Gran could do it...
That's the spirit. Now, red is live, black is neutral, green is Earth. Red goes there, black there, and green there. There's a timer here. Press that. And you have 2 minutes to get as far away as possible.
Okay.
Show me.
Red there, black there, green there. Timer.
Good. Then run.
Here. Hold this steady for me.
They're getting close.
Yep. Let's try really hard not to die before we finish this, shall we?
You see? This is why time travel is dangerous. The Doctor rails against guns and explosives, and all the while he's swanning across time and space in the most lethal weapon there is.
Excellent point. Well made. He's probably never thought of that. I'll be sure to pass it on.
No! Whoa. Listen.
We've jumped again. Time's passed.
That pile of smoke and rubble over there was a house a second ago.
So at least we know the stasis leak didn't reach that far. And on the plus side, the bombs have stopped. Let's keep working.
How old are you?
24.
Did you vote for your Führer? What?
I'm not answering that.
Or do you believe in his Aryan ideology? Does my skin bother you?
I said your skin was not English. It was an observation, not an insult.
It can be both. It is both. People very rarely make observations without prejudice. That's how it starts. How it always starts.
I had a friend. A girlfriend when I was 16. She was from a Jewish family. They moved away when... I don't know where she is now. She was kind. Funny, beautiful. I didn't choose for the world to be this way. I don't know how I could have stopped it, but now there is a war and I must do what I am told.
Must you?
Yes. For what it is worth, I am sorry.
Sorry for what? Put the gun down. Or are you going to shoot your commandant in the face?
Commandant?
Commandant Johann Schmidt. I'm to relieve you of your prisoner and take her immediately to Paris.
No?
No. We'll have dinner first, maybe some dancing. Can you play the accordion? Yes, now. Untie her.
Commandant!
I'll need to commandeer your vehicle and your gun.
I won't tell you anything. Not here, not in Paris, not in Berlin. You could save us both the journey.
Oh, but Paris is lovely this time of year. Get in.
Paris is cold and damp this time of year.
True. How about London, then?
What?
Consider yourself rescued. No need to thank me.
What?
Do I look like a Nazi?
Yes.
Apart from the costume?
Costume?
I just need to pick up a friend of mine en route. I'm the Doctor, by the way. And you're welcome.
It's not working, is it?
If I can just decipher the base code.
No. I mean, us. Ask no questions. And I'll tell you no lies.
That was a stupid idea.
Yeah, well, it was your stupid idea.
Any chance we can have this conversation later? Trying to avoid another stasis explosion here.
And you can't multitask?
I don't want to keep secrets from you.
Then don't. What you really mean is that you don't want me to have secrets from you.
I know you're the good guys, you and Andy. I think.
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
But there's something significant that you're not telling me.
For good reason. You said you'd trust... It stopped. Oh, no, hang on. It's still...
Stasis field activated.
We need to get out of here. Move!
Get in. Quick. That was quite the explosion. Zakia, Nisha, Zakia. Now hold on. We're going to cross country.
You did it. You saved her.
Least I could do. But what about you? You blew up the power station.
Easy as wiring a plug.
Zakia, you seem really familiar. Have we met before?
Yeah, sort of. But there's no way you'd remember.
What happened?
I did it.
Did what?
Mitigated the reach of the stasis field. Come here. Look.
What did he do? It activated, didn't it? What happened?
Oh, it went off all right. I couldn't rewrite the activation code. But what I did do is change the scope of the field. Ha! Check out the cat.
You killed the cat?
No, no. It's caught in the stasis field. But the field's half a metre in diameter, not half a mile.
Oh, you are a genius. Although the cat might beg to differ. And I think we may have caught some of the fallout. The sun's moved. Or rather, the Earth's moved.
It's about midday, I reckon.
But on which day?
Watch out!
Oh, my God. A foot closer and would have been buried under that.
Uh-huh. Oh. Well, there goes the stasis module.
And the cat.
Come on, let's head back to the TARDIS. If it's still there.
Any news?
Nothing yet.
I can't bear this. It's been 24 hours nearly. I shouldn't have let her go. Isn't there someone you can call?
Radio traffic has to be protected. We just have to be patient. And hope.
Absolutely. Never give up hope.
Oh. Zaki! Oh, thank God!
Steady on, sis. It's only been a night.
A night in Nazi-occupied France.
She was like this when I got back from Glastonbury.
Where is Nisha? I mean, Miss Bashir... Agent Sapphire, is she...
Up front, handing back the car. Well, what's left of it.
You let somebody else drive.
She didn't give him any choice.
Actually, I might just... Do you mind if I...
Sorry about the tyre. And the wing mirror. Oh, and the dent in the side.
Miss Bashir!
Mr. Akhtar.
It's good to have you back.
Mission accomplished, in a roundabout fashion.
You promised not to get captured.
Sorry about that. In my defense, nobody mentioned the enemy units in the area.
Are you all right? What did they do to you?
Nothing I couldn't handle.
I wish I could say the same.
Don't tell me you were worried about me.
Of course. It's my job.
Oh, is that all?
I... Miss Bashir... Nisha, would you like, perhaps, please feel free to say no.
No. I mean, yes. I'd love to.
Would you? Really?
Really.
Aww.
Aww. Phew. That's our future birth sorted.
Yeah.
Apologies, everyone. That was a bit more hands-on than I'd intended.
When is it ever anything else? Liv and Tanya seem to have made up, though. What do they get up to out there, did they say?
I intend to ask them if they ever come up for air.
Don't leave them. It's sweet.
No more adventures, Zach. Do you hear me? I really thought I might lose you. Don't you ever do anything so reckless again.
Yes, Mum.
Oh, don't joke. That's not funny.
Aisha, don't cry. I'm sorry. What is it? I'm fine. Why are you crying?
Sorry. It's just all been a bit much. I thought I might never see you again.
Steady on, sis.
Stop calling me that. I'm your mum, Zaki.
What?
Nisha's your great-gran. Mum's really your gran. I'm so sorry.
Are you joking? You're not, are you?
Please don't hate me. I was young. It seemed like the best thing to do. But then I thought you were going to die without ever knowing. And please. Please don't hate me. Or Mum. We love you so, so much.
I love you too. But I might need a minute.
Can I hug you?
police.
Blimey.
There's one bombshell we didn't see coming.
The cordon's been lifted then. Where did all those people in hazmat suits go?
I wonder.
Oh, you're kidding. Tanya, is this the same cat?
It is. The stasis field must have been broken.
By who?
Good question. Somebody who knew what they were doing. But listen to me. You can't tell the doctor. Not about any of this. I'm sorry to sound like a stuck record, but trust me.
I do.
Well, you are a long way from home, aren't you? Can we keep her?
The doctor isn't the only sucker for a stray. Come on, then.
I'll be in a minute. Andy, it's me. It's gone. And they've gone too. But they'll be back, won't they? This is how it starts.
You have been listening to Doctor Who Stranded, Baker Street Irregulars, written by Lisa McMullen. The Doctor was played by Paul McGann, Liv Chenker, Nicola Walker, Helen Sinclair, Hattie Morahan, Tanya Bell, Rebecca Root, Aisha Akhtar, Armin Azir, Zakia Akhtar, Avita J, Nisha, Anjali Mohindra, Adi, Homer Todiwala, Peter, Stuart Clark. Other roles played by members of the cast. Director, Ken Bentley. Producer, David Richardson. Sound design, Benji Clifford. Music, Jamie Robertson. Script editor, Matt Fitton. Executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hay-Gellery.
I'm Lisa McMullen, and I wrote the episode Baker Street Irregulars for this second volume in the Stranded series.
Blimey.
There's one bombshell we didn't see coming.
I got to go back to the Second World War for this one, which was my first historical for Big Finish, actually, I think. I don't think I've done this before. I don't think I've gone back in time before. And in this episode, we go back to Baker Street during the Second World War, where Aisha and Zakia's grandparents are working for the Special Operations Executive, which was an organisation that was involved in espionage, sabotage, reconnaissance. And the title for the episode comes from the nickname for the Special Operations Executive, which was the Baker Street Irregulars, and that came from Sherlock Holmes stories. It was Matt Fitton who was really keen to have a look at the work of the SOE during the Second World War, and in particular the work of women, because it was really ahead of its time in terms of sending women into the field and training them for armed combat.
This is Hattie Morahan, and I play Dr. Helen Sinclair in this, our third episode of this Stranded box set.
Have you never Googled your granny?
I'm sorry, I'm not following. Googled your granny.
It's an old Greek saying.
It's a really lovely episode, actually. We get to explore the ancestry and the past of Zakia and Aisha, who live in the house in Baker Street that everyone's living in. And it turns out that their grandparents played very key roles in the war, specifically with the SOE, the Special Operations Executive, which, of course, was that people on the most extraordinary, treacherous missions being airdropped over France in the middle of the night with a suitcase filled with all sorts of secret things and clever weapons in disguise, and sort of infiltration by espionage and duplicity. And so we get to have a little taste of what that is. And I guess also London in the Blitz. So that's kind of a completely sort of new vibe to explore, and the real peril of that. And of course, for Helen, who's from the 1960s, we learn that, of course, she lived through the Blitz she would have been a child. You know, we often sort of have an imaginary picture of what it must be like, but it has a real immediacy to suddenly find themselves there.
My name is Nicola Walker and I play Livchenka.
Hold this steady for me.
Oh, they're getting close.
Yep. Let's try really hard not to die before we finish this, shall we?
I loved this episode because you get to see Liv and Tanya heading off on their own to cope with a catastrophic situation while the doctor travels to a different part of time. And it's quite revealing about not only Liv and Tanya's relationship, which is getting rather complicated in their stranded state. I think we can all sympathise with that in these times. But it's also very revealing about Liv herself.
My name is Rebecca Root and I play Tanya Bell in Doctor Who Stranded. They are two very human people attempting to have a very human relationship in rather extraordinary circumstances. And I love how they're sort of developing their relationship and working around each other's habits, foibles, skills and strengths, desires and wants, which of course is a very common theme in anybody's relationship. So it feels like a very authentic relationship, and I really love what the writers are bringing to the character of Tanya and with Liv.
I find it just beautiful that this woman I've been playing for quite a few years now is capable of such great commitment and loyalty to the Doctor and to Helen and to desire to do the right thing. And then you put her in one place, you lock her down, she finds someone that she thinks it's possible she could really love, and her ability to commit is a real issue. So I'm starting to understand Liv in lots of ways now. She is terrified.
I love this episode so much. I've always thought that if Big Finish did visual drama instead of audio drama, the budgets would have to be enormous because of the period, the attention to detail in the period costumes, let alone any of the sci-fi elements to the stories. I've always loved period dramas, and I love the historical nature of this particular storyline. Really enjoying how Tanya's got her own kind of Torchwood agenda, and I love that she's got a sort of a subplot going on, which is kind of slightly bothering Liv and creating a certain friction in her relationship with Tanya.
Hi, I'm Avita J and I play Zakia.
Zakia, you seem really familiar. Have we met before?
Yeah, sort of. But there's no way you'd remember.
So in this episode, I learnt a lot about Zakia's family background and obviously her brilliant great-grandparents and how they got together and their romance and the impact that they had on the war. Also, there's the massive revelation about Aisha being her mum, and that will be very interesting to find out more about and how that sort of happened, how she ended up pretending to be her sister for so many years, and where the two of them go from here. And also, I've learnt a lot about Zakia's bravery and spirit. She takes it upon herself to save her grandmother, well, her great-grandmother, very fearlessly, which is an interesting aspect of her character to discover.
Hi, my name's Armin Azir, and I play Aisha in this episode of Stranded.
Steady on, sis. Stop calling me that. I'm your mum, Zaki.
What?
When I first read this script, I nearly just fell off the chair because I couldn't believe the revelation between Aisha and Zakia. I was joking about it when we were recording last episode. Then I just didn't expect this actually happen in this script within this episode. And I do love the way both characters and their relationship is written in, and my favourite line has to be when Zakia says, "Well, she was just like this when I got back from Glastonbury," and it made me smile when I first read the script, and even more so when I was working with Evita today. And I also really do love the relationship between Liv and Tanya, and the moments between them, and, you know, their little tiffs, and the whole sort of commitment issue and the cat and all of that. That made me smile as well when I first read the script.
Please, please don't hate me or Mum. We love you so, so much.
I love you too, but I might need a minute.
Gosh, there's so much to have learnt about Aisha in this one, it has to be said. I mean, having to carry the burden of such a big secret for most of her life, and then also she must have had to grow up quite early on, you know, at such a young age, quite suddenly as well. And so I guess that's why we understand why she's always the sensible big sister, but really, deep down inside, she must have been quite a rebel. And I guess that's the side we have yet to see.
And of course, because it's Doctor Who, you can't possibly send your characters back in time to encounter their ancestors without it possibly causing a terrible paradox which might end the universe, or at the very least prevent your characters being born in the first place. So there's all of that stuff going on, which is really good fun. And I've got Liv and Tanya investigating the unexploded World War II bomb, but the night it's dropped, so that they've gone back in time, they're looking at it, and it turns out that it's something other than merely an unexploded World War II bomb.
I'm Anjali Mohindra, and I am playing Nisha. Nisha is quite a no-nonsense, straight-talking, incredibly brazen, like fiery, kick-ass soul, and I just had so much fun playing her. I could see exactly who she was when I first picked up the script and started reading, and that's just always so much fun.
Ms. Bashir!
Mr. Akhtar.
It's good to have you back.
Mission accomplished, in a roundabout fashion.
When I first picked up the script for Baker Street Irregulars, I just loved it. I love any sort of wartime stories. My dad was in the British Army, and my granddad worked for the police force and then was a bus driver. But the police force for the British colony in Kenya when my dad was very small. And so, yeah, it's always been lovely to hear about how my family have been sort of ingrained in working for Britain for quite some years. So I love a wartime story.
I'm Homer Todiwala, and I am playing the character of Addy. He's works for the SOE, almost like the Charlie from Charlie's Angels, I would say. And the problem is because he has feelings for Nisha, he has this balance between having to be firm and having to be authoritative, but it's also very obvious that he cares for her and, you know, has feelings for her. So it was quite an interesting, you know, dynamic to have within him, where he would need to be firm but soft, but not give anything away, but still give something away. Yeah, I thought it was quite interesting. I mean, what I tend to do is I like to not know more information than my character would know, because it tends to give me a false sense of knowing what's going on when actually my character doesn't. So I prefer to not really know what's happened before or after from other characters' perspectives, so I can play that purely and uniquely based upon the information that my character has at the time. So that was very interesting, because everyone was lying to him. So it was really interesting to play that, and actually quite a lot of fun.
Hello, my name is Stuart Clark, and I play Peter, as well as various other roles. I don't know how I could have stopped it, but now there is a war and I must do what I am told. But for what it is worth, I am sorry. So I play a few characters in the script, but the main one in play is Peter, who is a young Nazi soldier. And it's always a tricky one to play, but I think this one was written well enough to really explore the kind of how it was to be a young soldier at that time, fighting for an ideology you didn't fully understand, and feeling like there's a societal and commanding pressure to do things that maybe you weren't totally comfortable with, and things that seemed alien and ghastly before are suddenly societal norms. And I think Peter's interaction with Nisha and sort of learning about her and seeing how brave she is and how she does things because she believes they're right, and realizing his own lack of agency in that sense personally, made him a really, really interesting character to play.
I found this really interesting to research and to write, because you get so used to creating fear and jeopardy with otherworldly things in Doctor Who, and the realization that the fear and the jeopardy and the danger that people faced during the Second World War was far greater than anything we could really invent.
Hello, my name's Benji Clifford, and I'm the sound designer on Stranded 2.
You just need to attach these wires to the detonators. It's no more difficult than changing a plug.
I've never so much as changed a light bulb. But if Gran could do it...
That's the spirit.
For this third story, it was so much fun going back to the war and trying to bring that across. I'm a huge history fan. Making the Blitz is something I really wanted to do properly and authentically. So I tried to add as many elements in there as possible, you know, from the drones of the Junkers 88 planes overhead, you know, the horrible sound that you know, the Blitz is starting, there's going to be a raid. And then, you know, there are so many elements in there of ambulances and firefighters and people shouting for help and people grabbing buckets and throwing water on things. And I just tried to make it kind of as if you were standing right in the middle of this huge field of just absolute chaos. And it was a challenge to do, and I'm sure my neighbours probably wondered what on earth was going on when they had to listen to an air raid siren going off pretty much all day. But it's, you know, I love it. And even the things like creating the French countryside. I love the film The Longest Day, which is all about the D-Day landings. And I always remember watching it and they land on that in the French countryside. And there's loads of like crickets and other bits of noise going off. And I always thought, surely it's not like, it can't be like that. Because like as a sound effects thing, you know, in think movies and cartoons, whenever it's night, there's always like loads of crickets to indicate it's night. And I thought, surely that's just some form of... you know, they're just doing that to make it seem more nighty. But then having done some research, I found out that no, that's exactly what it sounds like there. So I was able to pretend I was making The Longest Day, which was just so much fun. A lovely bit of French countryside.